This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So today, we're going to have a little bit of a change of pace. We usually learn the Shaina Halachais, but today we're going to learn a subject about relevant to this week's Parsha. In the Parsha Sekev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Ve'heisir Hashem mimcha kol chayli, God will remove from you every illness. So we're going to talk about a segula that is brought in many svarim for refuah. Sometimes a person needs a refuah, and it's hard to identify, it's hard to know exactly what could be done. So this is a very interesting segula. It's based on a Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us, Hahu gavra di chayiv nigda be'edina derava. There was someone who was chayiv malkis in the Bezdin of Rava. Why? Mishum deba'al kusis. He lived with a Gaya. Nagde Rava. Rava whipped him. I guess, I don't think it means Rava himself, he did it. His court whipped the guy. Umis, and the guy died. Ishtama milsave shivar malka. The matter was heard by Shibur, the king, the queen. Now it's interesting. Boy litzure la Rava. They wanted to cause Rava distress. That's interesting. If you have like a dictating monarch, and they, you don't like what somebody does, you don't cause the person distress, you know. But probably Rava was a eminent personality, and they probably respected him and they needed him. So they wanted to cause him some distress. Amrole, Ifra Hormiz, Ima de Shubra Malka. Ifra Hormiz, the mother of Shibur the king, actually, she said to her son, Loi lahabla esek dvar mahade yudai. Don't mess around with the Jews. D'choman debay mimarayu yahav luhu. Whatever they ask their God, God gives them. Amar la, so Shibur magazam ahi. What do you mean? Tell me an example of something that they pray for and God listens to. Boin rachami va'asi mitra. So they pray. They pray for rain, and the rain always comes. Amar la, he said to her, "Ahu mishum dezimna demitra." You know, the reason why when they pray the rain comes is because it's the rainy season. Very good. You can tell me they pray that the trees should blossom. Man, okay, the trees blossom on their own. Ela leboy rachmeyinu because tamas leisemitra. Let them pray now in the summer for the rain to come. If then the rain comes, that shows that. That God listens to the tefillah. Shaul, come. Shulchalei l'Rava. So they sent word to Rava. Kivon daitcha uboy rachami delei simitra. Focus your mind and pray for rain that the rain should come. So basically they wanted to test Rava. Pray for rain in the rainy season. It's not like America. In Israel, in the rainy season, it never rains. I'm sorry, pray for rain in the summer, and the summer never rains. Boy rachmei v'layasamitra. So Rava prayed for rain, and the rain didn't come. Amar l'fan ribanus shalaylam. Basically, Rava invoked a pasuk. Elohim ba'aznenu shamanu. God, we heard with our ears the miracles of yesteryear. Avesenu siprulanu. Our forefathers told us, payal pa'al to b'meyam b'mey kedem. We remember you did all these miracles back in the day, but we didn't see it with our own eyes. Basically, what Rava said is, back in the day, God, you made many, many miracles for us, but we haven't seen anything lately. Asa mitra, the rain fell, ad deshafich marzavi de tzipayri le diglas, until the gutters of tzipayri filled up the diglas. What's the diglas? What river is the diglas? The Tigris River. You ever go to the Tigris River? You've never been to Iraq? No. It's a good destination. Asa, I just saw on Shabbos, there a group of people, they went to Oman. What's there? Not the desert, the sand dunes. They went to the Kever of Eov. Oman is, we're talking about, you know, This is real East Middle East, you know. So it's east of Saudi Arabia even. How Eiv got east of Saudi Arabia, I don't know. But Anyway, this was the tefillah of Rava. Asa avua. Rava's father appeared to him. Ischazi lebechelma, and he came to him in a dream. Va'amar lei, and he said to Rava, Mi'ika demitrach kamei shemaya kulei hai. Is there someone who bothers God so much? I mean, you're telling God, God, you used to do miracles, but we haven't seen anything lately. Give us a miracle. Basically, you bothered God. It's not good to bother God. You can't bother God to make open miracles. So his father gave Rava advice. Amar Leh, he said to him, Shani duchteich, change your spot. Because from heaven, they're going to attack you. Shani duchteich. So Rava changed his spot. Lamachar, so instead of going to sleep in his regular spot, he went to sleep in the guest room. Lamachar, the next day, Ashkeche, he found Demirsham Poriai Besakini, that his bed was marked with knives. He saw, you know, knives in his bed. The demons, they were trying to get him. But apparently, they don't have very, they have GPS, but it's not in real time. They give the demons the last known destination, but you know they're a little bit, the Wi-Fi is a little slow. That's the Gemara. So I once saw that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that's the idea of sukkah. That on Yom Kippur sometimes it's goyzer on a person certain gezeros. So a way of getting out of the gezeros is you change your location. You're not located anymore in your regular dining room table. You're not sleeping anymore in the regular. Now you're in the sukkah, so whatever was supposed to happen, you're going to conveniently, you know, when the infamous flight goes down, there are always a million people who didn't make that flight. So sukkah is a way of sort of changing location after the gezeros. So if you look on page Kuf Nun Vav in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, Megadim Chadashim was written by Reb David Yoel Weiss. Miyakire Yerushalayim. Any of you guys come with me when I went to the Megadim Chadashim, Reb David Yoel Weiss? What? We went. I was there three times. The first year we went once or twice. He wasn't there, but the third time he was there in year one. In year two he was there. In year three he wasn't there. So 1 second. I think both of you were there. Remember on Shmuel Hanavi? Anyway, he wrote amazing Svarim ala Torah. He also has on a few Masechtos. He has on Moed Katan. I think he has on Chagiga. I think he has on Brachos. What's your name? Reb David Yoel Weiss. So he brings down over here a segula for a fua that's brought in a number of Svarim, which is not so well known. In the Sefer Leket Yosher, which is written by one of the students and residents of the house of the Chumash Hadashen. He records that he remembers that when the Chumash Hadashen was sick, he moved his bed. And he would say, he would give an excuse. He said, you know what, move my bed somewhere else. And the student said, I don't know why. However, we find in other Sfarim that a Chayla should change his location, and it could help for refuah. In the Sefer Zichroin Toiv, which are Divrei Torah and stories about from Harav HaKadosh, the Rav from Neshchiz, he writes, sometimes he would command a Chayla to change his makom into a different room or to a different house. Or in the Sefer Shasa Tshuvas Divrei Nechemia of a Talmud of the Baal HaTanya, he would say, the minhag ha'olam is that if somebody is a chayla, they change their house or room. And it's also brought in the Sefer Elef Kosav. He brings from the Mahari Asad a segula for a chayla that he should be cured from his illness. Change your bed to a different room. And if you can't do that, switch beds. And by doing so, you could be mevatel, the gezeira could be mehapech l'toiva. And it could be, it's brought in the Sefer Shas Shuva Siach Yitzchak. This is Merumas in a Pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Devai. God will sustain you on your couch bed. Kol Mishkavai Hafachta B'chol Yai. your bed he overturns in the illness. So from these sources we see that a very simple segula, nobody should ever need a refuah, but if somebody needs a refuah to change their mita, it seems like it's a refuah. Now the best thing is to change the room. If you can't change the room, change the bed.
Changing the city?
Look, you know, don't push it. But it comes out that sometimes if a person, for whatever reason in life, you have to go somewhere, you have to relocate, and sometimes it says, you know, it's an inconvenience, but you never know, maybe it could be a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He led you to a certain destination, you move your spot for a night, it could take away certain gezeirois, that it seems that sometimes the way the gezeiro works is it goes there in a certain makom. But if you change your makom, then you avert the gezeira. Now, he brings over here in the Shas Tshuvos, Siach Yitzchak, that there's a Gemara in Ksubis. Soon we're going to be starting Ksubis. The week before Rosh Hashanah, we start Ksubis. We have to make a big siyum, not just bagels and butter. We have to, you know, how many blad is Yivamis? 122? Something like that. Anyway, the Gemara in Ksubis says toward the end, Rebbe was in Beitz Sha'arim, and he became weak, and they brought him to Tzipori. Why? De Medalia, it's high up. Ubasim Avira, the air is very fragrant. So the Sefer Shazjo Siach Yitzchak brings the reason why they brought Rabbeinu HaKadosh to a different spot. It's to sweeten the dinim. And this is alluded to in the word medalia, that it's a high spot. You could say it's higher. The gezeirah was only on a certain altitude. They were gozer that certain things should happen at a certain altitude. But once you raise the altitude, so you're above the gezeirah. He brings over here, what's the reason for this? The way the segula works? He quotes the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pekudei. What does the Zohar say? Kol mine chaylaim umachayvim ba'im aydei mazikin shememunim aleim v'shaltim aleim. Illness comes through mazikin. I once heard Rav Miller would say, you know, people would ask him about what are mazikim. So it could be mazikim are bacteria. You know, the Gemara describes how scary they are, how many wings they have. But nowadays, we could see them. You could look at them under a microscope, and you see. And the Gemara says that it's a good thing that man cannot see mazikim. Man would see mazikim, we would be so frightened, we would be astonished. And the Gemara says, they fill the air everywhere. Right? If we had a microscope, we could see the bacteria, the viruses, all the organisms that live in our airspace. It would be very frightening. So he brings over here the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Pinchas, that by changing your spot, you could fool the malachim. They don't recognize you. I mean, they study the person, but they don't have, I guess they don't have long-term memory. So, you know, they see the person. But once you change the locations, they don't know who you are. Okay? And he quotes the Gemara by Rava, that Rava's father told him to change spots, and it helped. By the way, in Chagiga and Daf Tezayin, we find the mazikim can only go to the place that they're authorized to go. They don't have rishus to go not to the right and not to the left. By the way, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says on Tezayin and Beis, four things rip up a person's gzardin, and one of them is shinoi makoim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says on Hey Ayin Hey Amid Beis, Man de bishle b'hai masa v'loyoza l'masa achrita hu min hatsayakim ve'inom ne'enin. If someone has a difficulty in this city and he doesn't go to a different city, he will be among those who cry out and will not be answered. So what does this mean? And he doesn't go to another city. What does it mean he doesn't go to another city? So he quotes Mahari Asad that he says it only helps if you're mishaneh to another big city. So he says that mistama, even if you go to a little village, it should work. Because shinei makom is goyim shinei mazal. So why do you have to go to a big city? Go to anywhere. But he says, Dafka bi'ir gedoyla, the mazel will change. Why? Because we say in Bava Metzia, mazla de beitrei utlasa adifa. A mazel of two or three people is better. And each city has a different mazel. A bigger city has a more powerful mazel, perhaps, than elsewhere. So all of these things are interesting to know, even though the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan, Ein mazel liYisrael. So we believe that we don't really have mazel. But Tosfos says that doesn't mean there's no mazel. It just means that we're able to change the mazel. Because the Gemara says, "Bane chaye umezoine lav beschusa talya milsa ela bemazla talya milsa." Children, life, parnasa is not dependent on zechusim; it's dependent on mazel. But Tosha says, "What do you mean? Ain't mazel li Yisrael?" So Tosha says, "No, yesh mazel li Yisrael." But a Yisrael could change it. Bezechus gedoyla, Tosha says, with a big zechus. But Tosfos doesn't identify what's the big zechus. Very interesting. Tosfos says, with a big zechus, you could change your mazel. What's the big zechus? Says the Chasam Sofer, I've identified the big zechus. It says like this: Hasam givulech shalom, chelev chitim yasbiyech. One who makes their boundary peace, I will sustain them with the fat of wheat. Says Chasam Sofer. Everybody in this world has a boundary. What's in other words? I'll do mitzvah X, provided that I don't have to travel 10 miles. 10 miles? Nah, that's my boundary. I'm going to give tzedakah, but I'm not going to give, I'll give a half a million, but I won't give $600,000. Everyone has a boundary when it comes to a mitzvah. Or even when a person acts, I'm willing to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm not willing to go beyond my comfort zone. In other words, everyone has a boundary that's their comfort zone, that once they're going out of their comfort zone, they're not willing to continue their actions. But if somebody makes their boundary in this world, I'm willing to do anything, but not if it's going to cause machlokas. Somebody who makes their boundary shalom, hasam givulech shalom, oh, says Chasam Sofer, that is the zechus gedola, that you could change your mazal. Hasam gvulech shalom, chelev chitim yasbeich. God says, I'll give you extra parnasa. Even though parnasa is dependent on mazal, but we could break it through a big zechus. What's the big zechus? Shalom. If you are rodev shalom, that's a big zechus, you could change your mazal. And of course, Talmud Torah is kolel all the mitzvot in the Torah. So Talmud Torah is certainly a zechus gedola, where we say, Ein mazel liYisrael. We'll end with the following. Why do we say Ein mazel liYisrael? Why? But doesn't God run the world through the medium of the mazalos? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu. And he says, look at your destiny. And Avraham Avinu says, I don't have any destiny. I see in the mazalos that there's not going to be any Yitzchak, there's not going to be Yaakov, there's not going to be Klal Yisrael. Every ummah, every nation has a mazel corresponding to them. But there's no mazel that corresponds to Klal Yisrael. So God told Avraham Avinu, say meyitztagnusa shalcha. Go out beyond your, there is no mazel. You are connected to me. So when you connect to Hashem, then Klal Yisrael has Bane, chaye, umezone. But when we don't connect from Hashem, then we see what happens in the last 2,000 years, different times in history, where the destiny of the Jewish people is in danger. So, the more we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vi'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kolchem hayom. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Omer, let's HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas Yisrael, Lefikach, Yerbalam Torah Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adinei Chafetz Man Tzikai, Yagil Torah V'Yadir. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.